With the Warriors grabbing a Game 1 win in overtime against the Cavs in the NBA Finals, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warriors Sound Review starts with radio broadcaster Tim Roy, who had the game last night on the radio with Jim Barnett, and you guys got to call a real classic.
A real classic, and you know where to begin. You know, LeBron James goes 50-plus with almost a triple-double. First guy in NBA history to score 50 or more in an NBA Finals game and lose. The Warriors have another one of those maddening starts where they just don't get into any kind of rhythm. We're seeing the Cavaliers go iso ball against the Warriors, and then you have J.R. Smith dribbling away a game tied in regulation, basically. So we had a lot going on in game one.
Well, we heard from Sean Livingston afterward, who joined the NBA TV Game Time crew from their set on the court at Oracle Arena after the game. Let's listen in.
4-4, 10 points tonight in what?
4-4.
I would think it has to be one of the most unusual of these finals games you've played in so far.
Yeah, I use the term awkward. That was a strange game. Just a lot of ups and downs, but you know, we were fortunate to come out with the win tonight.
Care to delve into the stranger parts of the game? What was strangest for you?
The charge, or the block, whatever you want to call it, block charge, and then obviously the free throw at the end. You know, that was I'm sure they want that possession back.
You know, I look at over the last 3 to 4 years, you know, how you guys have been going back and forth battling with each other. You know each other so well. Did you ever think, like, you know, the craziness could happen that we just saw in this game? But I guess because you've played each other so long, you got to get to the crazy, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, so let's talk about the end of the game. That's, you know, that was kind of
I mean, the end of regulation,
yeah,
or the end of overtime?
End of overtime. I mean, it was just like it was a weird ending. And you know, even before that play, like,
you trying to rub it in on them by shooting that, or what? Why'd you take that shot?
So this shot,
that was the whole thing. That started everything.
We don't ever take the turnover. I don't ever take the turnover.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, like that, we finish the game out. That's just how we play.
Yeah,
okay. No disrespect to any team, you know, whether it's preseason or the finals. So it was, you know, Kevin threw me the ball in my sweet spot, and the clock was going down, so I took the shot.
I didn't think that was a flagrant foul.
Yeah,
and I didn't think that was a reason to eject someone from the game. Did you feel that you was fouled flagrantly? Because I didn't see it as a flagrant foul.
No, I thought he was trying to just take the foul. And he got there late, kind of. He saw that I was going to shoot it. And then he was like, you know, I think
he was upset.
Yeah, exactly.
He was upset.
Exactly. So.
And just for the viewing audience, there's no bad blood between any of you guys, is it? I mean, it's just like, you know, just competing and playing.
It's just competition.
What I was going to ask, was there anything that preceded that maybe we just didn't see between you and Tristan that would have led to something more there?
No.
Because it came out of the blue in terms of
no,
the
that's
way
not
it
out the blue.
That,
honestly, it's not
well,
out
the call
blue.
Did.
But
to
knowing
me.
What he just said, I didn't know that. Golden State Warriors, they never take the turnover.
Right. I'm with you with that.
So now, okay, we're not. If I don't know that, like Tristan Thompson did, I would have looked at him saying, yo, he's rubbing it in. And I might have given him a shot to let him know, hey, you don't have to shoot that. You can take the turnover. Because Cleveland's, obviously, their mindset, we would have taken the turnover. So it's just a different philosophy in coaching and they not knowing. But y'all played them four years in a row. They should know that by now.
And, I mean, look at the play there. I mean, I don't have the ball, and I'm not dancing. You see what I'm saying? I'm not taking a step back dancing. You know, that's a, you know.
Now, if you took a three.
Watch out.
If you'd have took a three, a guy who was a great two-point, you start taking threes, I'd have ran at you.
I didn't see an elbow come towards the head.
I didn't see an elbow come
to the chest. I thought, the elbow was up, but I thought he ran by you. And if he, you know, and as players, we know if anybody want to elbow you and take you out while you're in the air, he definitely could have ran body. He definitely could have ran
into
through
my
your body.
Body. Absolutely. And, so, and he was late. You know, he was kind of like, oh, he's going to shoot it. I'm taking this foul. And then, like Kenny said, he was upset about that.
Yeah, he was upset.
Yeah.
I got a question. Look, LeBron James, you guys have gone against him, had to guard him. You've been matched up on him. We talked in the pregame show that he's playing maybe the best basketball of his career. What do you see from him? Obviously 51, but what have you seen the improvement in LeBron over the last few years?
I agree. I think his experience and his you know, his confidence level. To me, that's what sticks out. The confidence that he has in his game, you know, at this level that he's playing at, all over the floor. He's been able to take opposing teams' game plans and use it against them. And that's very hard to do.
How much has his proficiency as a jump shot, the improvement just as a jump shooter, changed the way you go about trying to guard him or you know, setting up game plans for him?
Absolutely, because that was a weakness when he first came in the league. And, you know, he's improved. Three-point shooting. And we try to, you know, we try to do little things to throw him off his game, throw him off his rhythm. But, again, you see the improvement.
Let's talk about your team. I mean, the confidence that you guys are playing with. I mean, you withstand an earthquake of a performance by LeBron James, end up winning this game by 10 in overtime, right? I thought one of the biggest plays of the game is when Steph Curry hit the three going into half. Mm. Now, why do you guys continue to come out in the third quarter on such fire and play that way? And did Steph Curry's three really ignite you guys and give you, like, some more confidence?
I think, to answer your question, I think it's because we played so bad in the first half. I mean, we honestly, you know, we don't play to our level. And game one is a fill-out game a lot of times, you know, just getting a feel for what the other team is doing, their sets, you know, defensive rotations, matchups. So third quarter, I think we get a chance to come out and make the adjustments.
Yeah, and Sean, is something discussed at halftime while you guys are sort of, you know, processing the first half, the bad performance, you guys in there kind of getting on each other, or is it sort of a quiet calm knowing, okay, you know what, we got to turn the switch when we get out here in this third quarter?
It's nothing really magical. Like, you know, it's more so I would point to our basketball IQ. Right. It's a lot of guys in there that understand the game. So you go through, you know, two quarters of playing a certain type of basketball, and, you know, you see what's working, what's not working, and then you have to make the adjustment in the second half.
Obviously, you could have easily lost this game. If
right.
J.R. Smith
Absolutely.
Reacts differently, if George Hill hits that free throw, things maybe go a different way.
Absolutely.
What do you feel like you can improve on from game one to game two on Sunday?
Rebounding for sure. Second chance points they got a lot of. And I think our defensive rotations, you know, sticking to our game plan, we were a little loose tonight.
All right, Sean, appreciate it. Good luck in game two, the rest of the series.
It was awkward.
Sean Livingston, yes. After an awkward
good seeing you, brother.
Game
yes, sir.
One
appreciate
win
yes, sir.
For the Warriors. Thank you.
Warriors-Cavs NBA Finals Game 2 is Sunday with a 5 p.m. tip-off here in the Pacific Time Zone at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.